Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking earlier about getting older and how none of the other birthdays bothered me. 30 didn't, 40 didn't, 50 didn't, but when 60 comes, I got to think about it. A lot of people say 30 bothers them. You know, gosh, I'm out of my 20s. So 30. A lot of people, it's 40. 40.
Yeah.
26 was a weird age. I didn't really like 26. It didn't bother me. It just sounds like the age where you decide if you're going to be like a cat chick who gets cats and you just eat cookie dough and stay home on Friday nights.
What's wrong with that?
Sounds like a great idea. Mama Chase is on the phone. What birthday?
Probably 30.
30. Really? How come?
Yeah. 30 bothered me. 60 didn't bother me. I know that my kids are pretty much out of the house now.
Why do you think 30 bothered you, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's because, you know, in your 20s, man, you just feel like you're so young. You got the world by the tail. Your future's in front of you. And all your 20s, so my 20s are over. I'm 30?
I never felt like that. I calculated how many days I have left when I was like 19. Until if I lived until 80, I calculated how many days I had left. And I was like, that is not a lot. And I've been freaked out since 19.
But just so you know, Dale, Chase is just as ugly and disrespectful to me as he is to you on the air. So okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's good to know.
I mean, he's always, if we go shopping or something, he'll grab a wheelchair or something and try to bring it over to me.
What was the hard one? Tough birthday. Amy, tough birthday for you was?
26, but I was like, that just sounds like a frumpy age to me, but I'm happy to be here.
26, listen, that's frumpy.
It does sound frumpy. Oh, I've done a lot of things in my life that I'm like, how am I alive? But here I am, and I'm happy for every day.
None has bothered me. That's 30 didn't, 40 didn't, 50 didn't, but 60, I will have to sit down and think about that one, because I'm staring down the barrel of that thing.
So you don't throw it to your hip. Right.
Barbara Swain messaged us. She said 60 was a great B-day. Now I'm 61 and that much closer to Social Security.
Yeah, give me that money.
That's right.
It's my money. I want that money now.
She needs it now.
680 Wolf, what say you?
Y'all are talking about your age and the hard age for you. Mine was 40. And the reason 40 was so hard is I had just divorced my husband, my first husband, bought a house, and here I turned 40 years old sitting at home with one rocking chair on my front porch. It didn't feel good.
But how good do you feel now?
Well, I'm 59. I just turned 59 a month ago, and I am absolutely loving life.
See, there you go. So it was worth it.
Yeah, it was.
What's your name?
Kathy.
Thank you for checking in. Have a great weekend.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
Yeah, I was chiming in on the age situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think 45 probably bothers me the most.
Is that right? Why 45?
Well, because I planned on being financially secured, stable, kids taken care of, house paid for, you know, living the dream. And I'm 35 now, and it ain't nowhere in sight.
Yeah, but you have 10 years to get there, but most people are living so much longer. If you live to 90, you have 55 years still.
Sheesh, 90?
See, you got plenty of time.
Grief. Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah, man. Well, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. What's your name, man?
Ron.
Ron, I recognize your voice. You live on the poor end of Robin Hood, right?
That's it. That's me.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
That's me. Yeah, man. Y'all do the same.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, you guys talking about birthdays this morning?
Yes, sir.
30 scared the bejesus out of me.
Really?
Yeah, you know, there's an old country song, Dale, you'll know it. It says, once was a thought inside my head, time I hit 30, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
That's one of the lyrics. Well, man, I have done a lot of living in my life. I figured by 30, I'd be dead going. Here I am, 42, doing just fine.
That makes me want to play old Charlie Rich song.
Yeah.
Man, play it. I mean, yeah, who cares? It's Friday.
Well, man, have a great weekend.
Yeah, y'all too. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.